Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
From the number one sports site in the world.
Big names.
Bold interviews.
Beyond the X's and O's.
Welcome to the fastest 2 hours in radio.
On Yahoo Sports Radio.
And yahoosportsradio.com.
This is the Big E Sports Show.
With the one and only, the triple threat, the Big E.
Alyssa Walker-Campbell. The 6 foot former Sooner women's basketball player.
She can post, pin, and produce with some of today and yesterday's biggest stars.
Alyssa Walker-Campbell delivers sports the way you want it. Get ready to go beyond the X's and O's.
With today's star athletes, coaches, and sports figures.
This is the Big E Sports Show.
Right now.
Now from the Quicken Loans studios of Yahoo Sports Radio.
Are you ready?
Quicken Loans, engineered to amaze.
Here she is, the one and only, the Big E, Alyssa Walker-Campbell.
Alyssa Walker-Campbell, welcome into Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, as we are inside the Quicken Loans studios here in Houston, always delivering the biggest and best in sports each and every Friday night from 8 to 10 Eastern Time. All of our guests joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. And indeed, it is a big weekend. The NBA All-Star Game and festivities are underway. The best players in the league on display in Toronto, making some amazing memories that will go down in league history. It is truly the best of the best, and it's one of my favorite times of the year. What an awesome way to kick up our show. We are so excited. We have secured one of the all-time greats. He is a four-time NBA All-Star, an incredible career with the Dallas Mavericks, and was recently inducted into the College Basketball Hall of Fame. We love him when he's on the show. His insight, his energy, always a Big E favorite. Number 22, Rolando Blackman. Good evening, Rolando.
Alyssa, doing well today. How are you? My goodness, it should be a fantastic weekend. Once again, the All-Star celebrates itself and along with all the fans around the world. So it's a great, great time in NBA basketball.
So true, and it's Friday night, the Celebrity All-Star Game. Actually, it is already underway, and we are very anxious to relive some of your amazing memories. As I just stated, you are a four-time NBA All-Star. But I want to start off our conversation, Rolando, with congratulating you on your recent induction into the College Basketball Hall of Fame. All I can say is you have come a long, long ways from your early days in Panama City, Panama. You were only 8 years old when you came to this country. So what did that mean to you personally, being inducted and recognized?
You know, something, it's always fantastic to be recognized in such a fantastic area as far as the basketball is concerned from college. But it was just a great piece to be around so many family members and so many friends. You know, we all know that in order to be successful, you've got to work hard, have the focus, determination, and discipline to being able to get to where you need to go. But the important thing is so many people, Alyssa, so many people help you along the way. And for me, it was just wonderful to have all of my friends and folks around me that were the people that were driving me, people that were there to have a shoulder to lean on and to push and to have conversations and just to have your village with you during these times to share those great moments. It was just a wonderful time. And, of course, I got a chance to meet some of my great heroes also, too. Hondo Havlicek was out there.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody I emulated growing up. So it was just fun, but it's good to be there to enjoy with the people who helped you right along the way.
Such a great honor. Obviously, you're proud, very humbled to be inducted with so many of the greats. What a total of seven. How cool was it to also hang out with a good friend of our show, Quinn Buckner? Did he have some good Bobby Knight stories to share?
Well, matter of fact, you know, I've been around Quinn for a long time. You know, yeah. I mean, I made the 1980 Olympic basketball team. I was the starting shooting guard on the 1980 team that didn't go into Moscow because of political reasons.
Right.
And I get to talk to Quinn about many things. Of course, he was down there in the Mavs coach and and had the opportunity to talk to him about many, many things. So it was always fun. It was always fun to talk to Quinn. Quinn always had some great basketball perspectives, talking about not only Bobby Knight but also his great point guard brain. You know, it takes a great brain to only have one loss in two college seasons,
yeah,
in understanding how to navigate a team and put it all together. So his conversation is always high level, and it's always a lot of fun to interact with him, especially on his great basketball IQ.
We are honoring the great Rolando Blackman tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We'd love for you to chime in on the conversation. Join us at Twitter, at eRadio Sports. You can always go back and listen to this fascinating interview at podcastarena.com. Just click on our YSR tab. So tell us, I mean, take us back to the month of November. I mean, what was the ceremony like, and what was something that you definitely wanted to share with everyone about your incredible career at Kansas State?
Well, I think anytime you go through the process of me coming into this country at the age of 8 and playing soccer and learning the game and being able to apply of being able to learn how to shoot the basketball and play defensive side of things and put it all together with all the people who helped, the basic and the best thing that happened in that place was that I got an opportunity to have the acknowledgement of all the rest of my peers who were there, who really recognized a person who, for me, played great defense also. I was known in college to really be a shutdown player.
Mm-hmm.
And being the 3-time defensive player of the year at that time in the Big Eight was very, very special to me as far as that's concerned. I'd made All-America basketball teams and being able to put it together, but to be able to be conference player of the year 3 straight years in a row and make an Olympic basketball team as the starting shooting guard was very, very special. And I got to share that with a lot of other great players who were right around in that era and that time, and being able to talk to them about it and as well share with their family and friends and get lots of hugs and kisses and be a part of a premium group of a great, great players.
You played for Jack Hartman, so tell me this in terms of how did attending Kansas State and playing for Coach Hartman, how did that prepare you for the challenges of the NBA? Because you had an incredible 13-year career, not only with the Dallas Mavericks, but what your final 2 years before retiring in 97 with the New York Knicks.
Yes, I think in going into Kansas State, and people always ask me, how did I get from Manhattan, New York, and Brooklyn, New York, into little Manhattan.
Right.
Kansas. What happened?
Uh-huh.
But you know, the story is completely easy and very, very simple. You know, in Manhattan, Kansas, my coach was Jack Hartman. And if you go back through the history and if you go through the understanding, you understand that Jack Hartman was the guy who also coached the great Walt Frazier when they were at Southern Illinois, the Salukis of Southern Illinois.
Oh, yeah.
So when you have a coach like Jack Hartman who coached the great Walt Frazier at the time, also too, he was coaching another great All-American by the name of Mike Evans, who played professional basketball with the Denver Nuggets and also with the Portland Trail Blazers, and actually ended up being part-time the general manager of the Denver Nuggets for a little while. You knew and understood, if you did your checking and your background, that this guy knew how to produce great players and could help me become a great guard. And lo and behold, Alyssa, over the 4 years and listening to Jack, understanding his principles and understanding, I too came down that same path along with the great people at Manhattan, Kansas, who were there to cover me and making sure that things were going well, and also the great schooling and opportunity that I got to have a great college education as I graduated in marketing and sociology from Kansas State University. It was someone who knew how to create and make a guard, and listen, here I am. I came through all the way, not only in college, but also was propelled onto a great NBA career as well.
Absolutely. We are celebrating the great Rolando Blackman, shining the spotlight on him at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. So tell me this, Rolando, what is your best memory at K-State? I was Googling a bunch of stuff, looking at some of those old plays on YouTube, and I tell you what my favorite was, 1981, hitting that buzzer beater, knocked off top-seeded Oregon State. That was huge.
Well, that was one of the huge moments, of course. Anytime you go up against the number 2 team, Coach Miller of Oregon State, it was just a tremendous time to being able to play the game in the NCAAs and go up against a team where they thought they were just going to come out and blow us out. But of course, anytime, as I say today in the life, and a little tip for all the fans, when you go into your NCAA, who's going to win, always look for the teams that have the top juniors and seniors on the team. When you've got a good group, just like we had,
uh-huh,
of players that could play the game, understood the game, came up together, you can always win a basketball game no matter who you go up against. And, of course, we were led by me and also other great players on our basketball team that could go up against Oregon State and to win that game. So that was a special time. And, of course, for me, any time, which we did often, to go up to Allen Fieldhouse and play our big rival KU.
Oh, you bet.
And beat them at KU. Uh-huh. That was always the big deal and the big time fun for me also, too, which we were able to do a few times and have a great time with that kind of a thing, that in interstate rivalry. So those were some great times, winning at KU and also, of course, beating Oregon State and being able to come through and move on in the NCAAs, which was a great thing for K-State Nation.
It is the NBA All-Star Weekend. We are celebrating with four-time NBA All-Star, also Dallas Mavericks great, number 22. It is retired from 81 to 92 with Rolando Blackman. And if you were just joining us, we want to encourage you to check out our podcast page at podcastarena.com. Click on the YSR tab. And we love to be interactive and hear from you on Twitter. Join us at eRadioSports. And you can email the show at Elissa@yahoosportsradio.com. Much more NBA All-Star Weekend Talk with the great Rolando Blackman right after this quick timeout.
You're listening to the Big E Sports Show on Yahoo Sports Radio.
Once again, the host of the fastest 2 hours in radio, here's Elissa Walker-Campbell.
The Big E.
Welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, the fastest 2 hours in radio. All of our guests join us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line, and we have secured a great one, Rolando Blackman, four-time NBA All-Star, Dallas Mavericks great. And let's talk about the NBA All-Star game. Obviously, it is huge, but I'd love for you to walk down memory lane. What is your favorite NBA All-Star moment, Rolando?
Wow, that was, I mean, I played in four of them, and it was just tremendous for me, the Seattle 87 All-Star game, where we had an opportunity to get fouled. I mean, they made the play, gave me the ball at the last five seconds of the game, and was driving against Larry Bird, went to the basket, got fouled. Time ran out of the clock, and really had a chance to put the game away, and did so with, tied the game, rather, and put the two free throws down, where everyone was always yelling at me, talking about, what were you saying? What were you saying? And,
yeah.
And if you can remember, I was looking at it and just yelling, confidence, baby, confidence.
Love it.
And putting it all together. So that was a lot of fun. That was the biggest memory.
How is the NBA All-Star game today different from the ones in the 80s? Because, and when you go back and look at some of the game tape on that, which I have, it seems like the tone, the disposition, it's a lot different. I mean, there was a lot of nasty. I mean, you guys were physical out there. I mean, it wasn't like you were trying to prevent anybody from getting hurt.
Yeah, although something, Alyssa. Although I enjoy the game today, I enjoy the activities and the guys running up and down the court and having some fun. I can remember it's just a little bit different. That's all. All it is a little bit different. Back then, we had a serious game. I mean, we were really playing against each other, playing some really hard defense and really trying to see which team could win, East against West. You know, guys were making sure not letting people get layups or drives and all those kinds of things that were going on. And now we have a lot more showmanship. A lot more entertainment for the fans and that kind of a way where they get down to the nitty gritty, maybe the last five, six, 7 minutes of the basketball game in these times. But it's great fun, great entertainment. Either way, I love watching the game and watching the opportunity of watching all these great, great players jump up and down the court and utilize all their skills. So it's a lot of fun. But believe me, it was some serious. It wasn't anything to come out of the All-Star game with a busted lip.
Yeah. Hey, Rolando Blackman is with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Join us at Twitter at eRadio Sports. And obviously, you know, this NBA season, 2015-2016 season, we're saying goodbye and farewell to one of the all-time greats in Kobe Bryant. Obviously, this is his final All-Star game. I mean, what's been your impressions in his final season?
I love that he can have a farewell tour and really have an opportunity to watch one of the greatest players ever to play the game. You know, when people look at him now and they see that all the statistics are down and those kinds of things too, we have to also remember that we are watching one of the greatest players, one of the guys that when you talk about the Black Mamba and one of the people that's the closest thing you've ever seen to a Michael Jordan, you know, winning the five championships that he was able to be a part of. And seeing someone that could utterly dominate the game, not only with great skill and with great pressure play, but it's just a matter of watching somebody that you knew when you got on that court that you would need more than two to three players to be able to attack and still not get the job done with the way he played. So I'm just happy that he's having his farewell tour and having a chance to pay homage and say thank you to Kobe Bryant as one of the greatest players ever to play the game during our lifetime.
How disappointing is it that Dirk, a 13-time NBA All-Star, that he did not make it? I mean, some ways, perhaps it's a blessing in disguise. He's got an opportunity to rest up, recharge his batteries, because of the month of January, it was a brutal month for the Mavericks in terms of just all the travel.
Yeah, so, well, you know something, for Dirk, I think he would have loved and enjoyed to play the game as far as the going into Toronto and having a great time there, too. But I tell you what, the rest is going to do him very, very well for the games that are left in the basketball season. And, of course, when you talk about having all the games in January, it was completely brutal. I think it was, 16 games the Mavericks had during that time where they were just going back and forth all over. But I think anytime you talk about Dirk Nowitzki, a 13-time All-Star, and again, one of those same situations where it's another great, great basketball player, one of the greatest, I mean, top six in putting that ball in the hole in all the world of ever existing in the game. And I get to watch him and see him and have the opportunity to be a part of what he does. It's just a wonderful time in our lifetimes to watch these great players do their thing. But for Big Dirk, he still has an opportunity. The Mavs are currently sixth place in the in the Western Conference, and they've got to come out strong playing at Orlando when they come back in next week Friday. So they've got to get on that trigger, because any of those last four teams can make the playoffs, and they'll be ready.
It's going to be a sprint to the finish, and obviously talking about Dirk, the best European NBA player ever. Can you just step back and just kind of summarize, how Dirk, he's had this distinguished career. Obviously, we heard the controversial comments about Kareem, saying that he's a one-trick pony, but just quantify what Dirk Nowitzki has meant to the league.
It's just fantastic. I mean, Kareem may have said what he said because, like anything else, everybody has their thoughts and their opinions. My thing is not to fight for what Kareem is talking about. My opinion of Dirk is that he's just a fantastic overall player, a great player. I think anytime you talk about somebody who's worked so hard and is so finely skilled, when you put that to the test each and every time, and people have done that, all the scouts have done that, all the coaches have done that, placed themselves on a piece of paper and said, this is how you stop him, this is how you put it together, and no one has been able to do that at all. For the sixth leading scorer in all of NBA history, and of course winning the championship in 2011, put everything to bed and put everything to rest as to what a great player he was coming from Europe, coming from Wurzburg. I've had a chance to be around him, and he's such a great person, also someone so great, so approachable, and finally skilled, and being able to be one of the great clutch players in all of basketball.
Four-time NBA All-Star Dallas Maverick great Rolando Blackman with us just a few more minutes at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We also, we got to shine the spotlight on one of the rising stars. The Rising Star Challenge participant, of course, is Dwight Powell. He is an impressive young man, and I certainly love that tomahawk dunk that he had against Utah the other night. I mean, that boy can get up.
Yeah, he can get up, and also he has the skills. Anytime you have the jumping ability, leaping ability that he has, and also the ability to shoot the basketball, which is going to be something that's going to continue to grow for him in that way. Anytime he, as the time goes on, he has a development coach with the Dallas Mavericks right now, the head of development for the Dallas Mavericks, which is Mike Procopio, who's working with all of the development in basketball for and on behalf of the Dallas Mavericks. You can see that Dwight is continually developing in being able to put himself in a place where defensively he can play the game against multiple positions, and also being able to shoot the basketball and come into his own, meaning that's the last bastion now, understanding his own skills and how it applies in the game, and just becoming a little bit more hungry to help the team and to show yourself when you get on that court. That's the next level for young players, to being able to be a part of an existing team and help them win with your skills and put yourself on the line and come out to show, Dwight. Come out to show. That's the next bastion for him. But he does have the skills to being able to get it done, and it's a good one playing for the Dallas Mavericks in this All-Star game.
Always a pleasure to catch up with Rolando Blackman, four-time NBA All-Star, Dallas Mavericks great, and recently inducted into the College Basketball Hall of Fame that took place in the month of November. Congratulations on all your success. We wish you all the best, and of course, blessings. Thank you, Rolando.
Thank you very much, Alyssa. Take good care.
You
bet. Nice to be with you.
Absolutely. Much more straight ahead right here at Hour Number 1 at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. You stay close.
You're listening to the Big E Sports Show on Yahoo Sports Radio.
Once again, the host of the fastest 2 hours in radio, here's Alyssa Walker-Campbell.
The Big E.
Elissa Walker Campbell back with you in hour number one at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We just had a wonderful conversation to open our show with Rolando Blackman. But right now, hey, we're going to lace it up. We're going to hit the hardwood and zero in on the Western Conference and the Memphis Grizzlies, who are currently fifth in the Western Conference standings. And they are definitely one of the teams. They are ready for this lengthy NBA All-Star break and the much needed rest that comes with it. It's such a pleasure to have back with us, always a Big E favorite, the versatile big man, the very talented Memphis Grizzlies, Brandon Wright. Good evening, Brandon.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. It's great to have you back on. It's good to hear your voice. And obviously, it's a big weekend, NBA All-Star 2016. In fact, the Sprint NBA All-Star Celebrity Game, it just got underway tonight. Obviously, one of the most popular events of the weekend. But let me ask you this. Give me a quick hit. What are you looking forward to the most? Obviously, it's a huge weekend in Toronto. You think Zach LaVine, he's going to repeat as the slam dunk champion?
If I was a betting man, I don't think I had to go with him. He's a... You know, he's pretty good on both feet. Seen him do a lot of different things. It's always tough to go back-to-back years. You know, you got to get pretty creative. But I think he's putting tricks out of his hat.
Yeah, absolutely. Defending his crown. Always, that's going to be very fun to watch. But let's talk with you about the importance of the NBA All-Star break. Memphis has gone through a tough stretch of games, and this is going to give you guys an opportunity to rest and recover and make a strong run in this final stretch. Obviously, this extra rest is really critical and to get you guys healthy, right?
Yeah, it's huge. And, you know, we've been a team that's been pretty beat up overall. You know, I've been out for a while. You know, Marc Gasol just went down with a broken foot. So, you know, we have some other guys that have been nicked up and had some injuries. So, you know, we got to use this week to recover and get ready for the second half, because those 28 games go by just like that. And before you know it, it'll be playoff time.
Right. And we're going to talk about your return. Obviously, you just mentioned the Grizzlies lose Marc Gasol indefinitely due to a broken right foot. But during the All-Star break, I mean, what kind of advice do the coaches give you during the break, the do's and don'ts? Because I have to assume, as you know, if you're like a single person, I mean, it's kind of your dream. There's so many distractions and temptations out there. I mean, what is your focus? Does your routine, does it stay the same, Brandon, throughout the break?
You know, for our team, it's pretty simple. You know, we have a veteran group, and, you know, he didn't say much to us. You know, just, you know, take off 3-4 days and then get back in the gym, you know, do a little cardio, and then we'll make it 2 days and we'll be ready to go. I mean, that's pretty much all he said. But, you know, for, like you said, a younger guy or a guy who's looking to get involved with the event, it can be a training weekend, and you really have to be careful, you know, not to do too much and, you know, and not to expend too much energy, because you end up not getting the proper rest you need.
Well, let's talk about you, Brandon. Obviously, this season, it's been very challenging for you, missing a total of 45 games. You had right knee surgery on December 17th, projected to miss 6 to 8 weeks. But now, after the All-Star break, the news is that you will be returning following the All-Star break. Is that correct?
That is correct, and I'm excited to get back on the court. I'm feeling really good, and, you know, I got to step up and got to hit the ground running. You know, we lost Mark, and now, you know, no excuses for us. We'll keep playing no matter what.
Yeah, with Marc Gasol out indefinitely, I mean, what are you anticipating in terms of minutes per game? I mean, what are you looking at, and how does your role change with him being out?
It's been a pretty heavy load. You know, obviously they brought me here to, you know, for times like this. And, you know, it's unfortunate that we couldn't really have our whole team together pretty much this entire season together on the court at the same time. But I'm looking forward to the challenge. I'm excited about you know, this last part of the season. I feel like, you know, our tempo probably will go up a little bit, and I'm excited to get out there in the open court and show some things.
Well, I know the Grizz fans, they're very anxious for you to get back, because you provide athleticism and obviously offense efficiency. I mean, you provide a tremendous value for the Memphis Grizzlies. What's that one thing that you want to be able to provide and produce when you get out there on the court?
You know, the biggest thing is I just want to run around and make plays, block shots, keep still, deflections, clean up other momentum, just use my athleticism to my advantage. And I think, you know, we play like that, we move the ball, you know, it's contagious. You know, our other guys started to feel good. You know, we started looking better as a team. And I think it'll be interesting in the second half. You know, it'll be a new style, maybe a little, you know, different personnel, but I think it'll be fun for us.
Memphis Grizzlies' Brandon Wright is back with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We would love to hear from you. We are interactive. Join us at Twitter at eRadio Sports, and you can always email the show at Elissa@YahooSportsRadio.com. We were talking about the fact that Brandon Wright missed a total of 45 games this season. And I have to ask you, I mean, how frustrating is that for you as an athlete? You prepare. I mean, I know you, Brandon. You're very diligent. You're very disciplined. You do everything humanly possible to avoid getting hurt. Do you at times you feel like throughout your career you're a bit betrayed by your body because you're missing time at a prime time in your career?
Yeah, you know, it is tough. And you do everything you can possibly to prepare for a long season. But, you know, and it's tough for, you know, any guy to go through this league and play the amount of years that, you know, we rack up, the amount of games we rack up and not get an injury, not, you know, have a surgery. So, you know, I'm happy. I'm fortunate that I am healthy now. I'm feeling good. I'm ready, almost ready to go. And that's what I look forward to. I don't look back on the surgery or anything like that. I just attacked rehab with a positive mind, and I'm feeling real good.
Absolutely. You always have that positive mindset and that bounce-back ability. You've been a part of this league for 8 years. Talk about just the mental side of it and how you continue to have that focus and stay positive.
Yeah, that's always a tough thing for some guys, you know, especially if you're younger. But I've been through so much in my career, you know.
Right.
You know, a little injury, you know, a stretch of play there. You know, you just got to fight through it. And I know it's a long season. You know, things happen, things change, a lot of up and downs. You continue to just fight through whatever, and you just go with it. And, you know, usually if you continue to work hard and stay positive, you're rewarded.
You know, I think through just and reflect on your 8 years in the NBA, and of course we met, you know, during your time with the Dallas Mavericks, and you played with one of the all-time greats, a future Hall of Famer in Dirk Nowitzki, and obviously, you know, one of the best European players of all time. But what is it like to play with Marc Gasol? I mean, what have you learned from him in terms of his discipline and his approach to the game? Are there similarities perhaps between Marc Gasol and Dirk Nowitzki?
Yeah, big time similarities. And, you know, just the difference between those guys right now is the championship. And, you know, Mark, he's striving to, you know, be a champion. Like I said, it's unfortunate with his foot and, you know, hopefully he'll be able to come back and make 100% recovery. But, yeah, he's just gotten so much better. You know, I've known him for a long time since I was in high school, and I've seen his growth as a player and a person, and it's pretty cool to watch.
Absolutely, Marc Gasol. But what about even Zach Randolph, being a teammate with him and just some of the stuff on the pivot that you've learned from him down low?
Well, he's been doing it for a long time. And it's, in this day of age, it's rare to see, you know, guys that don't rely on athleticism to get the job done. And Zach is one of those guys. He can play for another 5 years if he wanted to. Just because he works angles well, he uses his body well, you know, he has a low center of gravity, so. He's been around for a long time, you know. Okay, take little things here and there from him.
Hey, Brandon Wright with us about another minute right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. So it's a sprint to the finish line. Give us an update, just kind of overall, where you see the Memphis Grizzlies at this point, and what are they going to have to do to move up in this incredible Western Conference standings, because it is survival of the fittest.
It is, and, you know, like I said, we had injuries, you know, we've been up and down, you know, we played better recently. But, you know, we got a tough stretch coming up in March, and we have to attack that. We haven't played very, very well against the teams in the league, and that's what we need to change. We're going to have a lot more. You know, obviously, we're going to have a new power play, you know, not having Mark to throw the ball down there to him 30-35 times a game. So we'll need to adjust, but, you know, we're looking forward to getting out there and showing what we can still do.
Well, Memphis is a team that prides itself on grit and grind basketball, but let's be real, the game has changed. How much have you guys had to adjust the game with this new dynamic and just how fast-paced? I mean, obviously, Golden State, they set the standard.
Big time. You know, we have to be able to match up with these teams. We have to be able to be just as athletic. But we can still mix it up, you know, and we, if we do what we do best and we do we play our tempo, you know, it can be tough on those teams, too, but you got to be versatile in this league. Everyone knows that. You can't just play one way and expect to win.
Well, we're excited to have you back. Brandon Wright of the Memphis Grizzlies, he's going to return after the All-Star break. Breaking that news right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Continued success, and we wish you all the best, Brandon. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Much more straight ahead tonight in hour number one at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Stay close.
You're listening to the Big E Sports Show
on Yahoo Sports Radio.
Once again, the host of the fastest 2 hours in radio, Here's Alyssa Walker Campbell,
the Big E.
We are back inside the Quick and Loan Studios here in Houston, Texas. As a quick reminder about listening to the show on the go, you know what? Our listeners, you guys challenged us for a better mobile app, and we responded with the all-new Yahoo Sports Radio app. It is available now for your iOS or your Android device. Just search Yahoo Sports Radio in Google Play or the App Store and download the new app from Gow Media. You can stream us live on the go or listen to the podcast at your convenience, all from one app. And perhaps you don't have an iOS or an Android device. No worries. You can listen on most smart devices by going to streamysr.com. Internet connection is required. Normal data rates apply. Well, right now it is time to talk some college basketball. And there is, I tell you what, there is so much to get into. We are delighted to have back with us the CEO of Five Star Basketball Camps, contributor online, Lee Klein, one of our regular guests during the college basketball season. Happy Friday. Welcome back, Lee.
Great to be back, and it's been a wacky college basketball season, and it's fun basketball and some interesting subplots off the court as well.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday's game. Oklahoma, that's going to be an interesting one in Norman, Oklahoma at the Lloyd Noble Center, the Sooners and the Jayhawks. We'll get to that here in just a moment, but what a roller coaster ride it has been for Rick Pitino and the Cardinals. I mean, what, last week they defeat the second-ranked team in the country, and then he learns his AD imposes a ban for the 2016 NC2A tournament. So, Lee, you're around college basketball all the time. What was your reaction, and do you agree with this decision?
Well, I am really against the mid-season, postseason ban, which is now becoming fad, as we saw Syracuse do it last year, Louisville do it this year. You know, I just think, you know, for on a few different levels. First off, I think the NCAA has to step in and be the one who's calling the shots instead of these schools, if you will, throwing their season out for mercy. And the kids are the ones that, you know, they have no ramification. They have no, they're stuck in it. They're stuck. You know, basically, Louisville knew in the summer that the book was coming out. They could have told, if you will, their incoming freshmen and their transfers at that time where they could have possibly found a different school. For them to do it during the midseason really shows once again the ugly side of the college basketball business, where it's about the school having the power and the kids are the ones that are, you know, basically do all the work and, you know, to help holster this business up in the air.
When we talk about Louisville basketball, obviously there's some strong emotions, a lot of opinions, but you really do have to tip your hat, I guess, to the athletic director, Tom Jurich, because he didn't sweep it under the rug. I mean, he knows that his school, they've got to pay restitution. There was a ton of transgressions that need to take place. Yes, it is unfortunate in terms of the kids, you know, are being penalized. I think of like the freshmen, the sophomores, but, you know, something had to take place.
Yeah, I mean, in a different situation, what you do is you fire the coach. I mean, that's first and foremost. You fire the guy in charge. This happens to be one of the all-time great college coaches,
right,
who makes the university a lot of money, gets paid a lot, but makes the university a lot of money. And basketball is very healthy there. So, you know, that's where, like we said, the business of it, they keep the coach. They suspend the postseason possibility. My question is, why does the NCAA allow the schools this power? If the NCAA, if you will, is sort of the you know, the ones that are there to impose the rules, to punish those that break them, as well as to protect the kids, protect the players, so it's an even playing field. Well, then the NCAA should set what the standards are and should not be, if you will, dictated by the school that they're not going to participate in the postseason.
Mm-hmm. So what kind of impact, one more quick hit on this, I mean, what kind of impact long-term will this have on the Louisville program?
Well, they've got a McDonald's All-American coming in and Vijay King. So any sort of, you know, future ramifications probably affects recruitment as well as him directly. You know, I think there's got to be a real question on how long Rick Pitino will remain the coach there. And as jobs are opening up and, you know, interestingly, UNLV has an interim coach. Mm-hmm. And Rick Pitino, you know, big name, a lot of possible things, you know, could end up happening there. But, you know, the reality is what we see is the Pitino era in Louisville is coming to end sooner than maybe later.
Hey, Lee Klein is with us. Just a couple more minutes at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Let's move ahead. Let's preview the big, big game on Saturday in Norman, Oklahoma. The Sooners and the Jayhawks. That is a 2:30 Eastern time tip on ESPN. Wow, it certainly lived up to its billing. It was incredible, in the month of January.
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to be triple overtime again. That last game was a classic. It's going to be interesting because both of these teams, if you will, this is an important game sort of on the confidence and swagger, maybe most for Kansas because there, you know, there have been, if you will, periods of underachievement by the Jayhawks, and they're starting to maybe piece together things and win a couple in a row. Now they've got Oklahoma here. You know, here's an opportunity for Kansas to basically put themselves back in what we call the one line as a favored top seed going into the tournament with a signature road victory, which is something that they're missing. They haven't been great away from home. They lost at Iowa State. They lost at Oklahoma State. They mm-hmm. lost to West Virginia. Here's their opportunity to show that they can win away from home.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.